Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We're talking this week about what not to focus on in your life. And we made the argument yesterday that suggested that if you simply focus on the most important things, right, that pick a manageable list of things where you can truly influence and have an impact, you're going to be far more successful than if you try to please everyone. And it just goes to the point that you can't be everything to everyone. And so as you start to decide where you're going to focus your energy, you want to be very cognizant of what you're picking and what spots you're going to. So number one, you can let your passions help you do this, because what you're passionate about, what you truly like to do, I would argue that you're probably pretty good at or very good at, right? We excel at things that we enjoy doing, and we're good at those things. Everybody likes to do things that they're good at. So find the areas in business that you're good at. Find the areas in life that you're good at, and jump into those situations, jump into those tasks. And now you're focusing your time and energy in those areas. And as you do that, now next you begin to seek out other people that can complement you, right? That have these skills that you don't have. For me, I love to create and deliver content that helps people thrive in life. That's my passion. That's what I do. And I'm fortunate that I do it both inside and outside of work with the work I do here and also the corporate work that I do. What I don't enjoy doing is handling things like logistics and details of programs and events that we put on. So I'm incredibly fortunate to know that I have people that I work with that compliment me because they're great at those things, and I'm not. And so, again, it comes back to this idea of picking your spots. You know, the logistical challenges, there are people on my team at work that are great at those things, that truly enjoy them. And again, I'm not one of them, but I've been lucky enough to find those people that are. And so for you, it's about picking those spots that you can excel at and spending your time focused there. And if you can do that, and these are high-value tasks that you're doing, well, that's how you get to be very successful. Do what you're great at and fill in the holes with people that are good at those things. And now everybody wins. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this message, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to talk about being realistic about what you take on. Don't try to do too many things at once. It normally doesn't work, but we're going to get into some detail there. But for today, remember, you can't be everything to everyone. You want to pick your spots in life, and you want to pick those areas of passion. You want to pick those things that you're good at that you truly enjoy. So get clear about what those things are that you truly enjoy and start to think about how you can spend more of your time doing those things. And then for the things that you don't enjoy, how can you get the right people that are very talented in those other areas on your team, working to help you get where you want to go?